Chinese domination. Trying to invade Aola several times in vain, Zhao Tuo, king of Nam Viet, feigned a partnership. He sent his son, Chong Tui, to propose marriage to King An Zhuang's daughter, Mi Chao. Chong Tui stayed with his in-laws, acting as a Trojan horse. Overconfident, An Zhuang was tricked. In 179 before Christ, Zhao Tuo occupied Aola. The millennium-long northern domination started in Vietnam. In 111 before Christ, the Han replaced Zhao Tuo, and the Viet people constantly rose up against oppression. The first successful rebel was launched by Sister Chung in Meilin, present-day Hanoi, in 40 AD. The Viet people maintained their self-control for 3 years. In 43 AD, Sister Chung were defeated. Vietnam once again lost its independence. The Han cultural assimilation was very severe. Administrator Xi Xie, an official of the late Eastern Han Dynasty, introduced Confucianism into Shaoxi Commandery, the then name of Vietnam. So Xi Xie was honored as founder of education in Vietnam. Taoism and Buddhism were also imported and, together with Confucianism, infiltrated into Vietnamese people's spiritual life. Different Chinese feudal dynasties took turns ruling Vietnam, looting resources, minerals, and skilled artisans. The Vietnamese people continued to rebel for independence. In 248, Chu Quốc Đa and his sister Chu Thị Chinh led an insurrection in Nhoa Mount, present-day Tan Hoa province. The 6th century was marked by a major insurrection launched by Li Bi. In 542, Li Bi founded Van Xuan Kingdom, putting an end to the Chinese domination for the second time. However, Van Xuan Kingdom only lasted until 602, when China's Sui dynasty reconquered the country. Various insurrections against foreign domination continued in Vietnam. Such leaders as Mai Thuc Loan and Phung Hung managed to regain and maintain national independence for short periods of time. In 905, Quốc Tòa Du, a notable from Hong Chau, present-day Hai Zhuang province, led other heroes to lay the first cornerstone for long national independence, which was kept by the Quốc family. Quốc Tòa Du, Quốc Hào, Quốc Tòa Mi, and Zhuang Đình Nhi, until 938. During the Chinese domination, on the basis of exposure to Chinese culture, the Vietnamese people had created their own cultural identity. In the era, Lui Lo, present-day Bắc Ninh province, as a cultural center, played an important role in Chao Xil, the name of Vietnamese territory under Chinese rule. The Viet people first knew about Buddhism through Indian monks who crossed the sea to Lui Lo. In their belief and customs, they always showed respect and gratitude to their parents and ancestors. They kept a lifestyle of harmony within their communities, worshipped celestial, natural and human deities, and defined symbols of national aspiration. Such customs as making chignons, tattooing, blackening teeth, and chewing betel were maintained. Together with the Viet, the Cham were one of the ethnic origins of the Vietnamese nation. They once built a brilliant culture which could compete with any Southeast Asian nation. The Champa culture was greatly influenced by India's. The Cham adopted many religion values too, like Buddhism kindness to animals, benevolence of Vishnuism, and power of Shivaism. The Cham had their own scripts and used lunar and Saka calendars. They built Indian-style temples and stupas on a smaller but more sophisticated model with Champa characteristics. Stupas were built in bricks on high mounts, symbolizing Meru Mount, the universe center in Hinduism. A main stupa would be surrounded by auxiliary ones. The Cham were sea-oriented dwellers, who were involved in offshore fishing and bartering goods with islanders in the Pacific. In the southern part of Vietnam, residents of the Ok Eo culture lived in various ecological subregions, including Long Suyen quadrangle forests. They settled in houses built on stilts or underground. Their main crops included rice, sugarcane, coconut, areca nut, and so on. Handicraft and commerce were also well developed. The ancient coins, along with many types of merchandise found in the archaeological excavation in the old seaports of Ok Eo, are convincing proofs. In particular, Ok Eo residents were highly skilled in jewelry crafting techniques, especially in gold crafting, like rings, earrings beads, and carved gold leaves with Buddhist and Brahmin themes.